Now we have new Atlanta Falcons head coach Dan Quinn with us now. Coach, thanks for joining us. How's it been? I know it's been a whirlwind last 48 hours with Super Bowl. Now you're flying here. How's that experience been for you?
DJ, it's been awesome. Getting a chance to compete for the championship is, you know, it's as much fun as you can have coaching, and for the guys, as much fun as you can have playing. So complete battle. Both teams just totally laid it out and went all the way to the end. So I tip my hat to those guys. And then to have the opportunity to say, okay, you know, here's this next challenge, this next opportunity right here waiting for you. When I had a chance to visit with some teams, this was the one I said, if I had a chance to connect with these guys and be at that organization, that'd be the one that would fit with me. So for that to come through, it's been an awesome couple of days.
Awesome. Now that you're here, what's the first order of business for you? Is it getting your whole staff together? Is it looking at Fibble? What's the first order of business for you, Coach?
You know, for me, the first order of business is getting to know these players.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. It's about the players. It's about those guys. The staff will have a number of guys that are already in place, but how quickly we can connect with those guys to see how far we can take them. That's by far the number one thing is getting connected with those guys.
Right. And you talk about the process of – it's kind of a different process for you going from – coaching in the playoffs, and you have the Super Bowl, and then a lot of coaches say, hey, some teams fit for me, some teams don't.
Right.
You talk about what was the ideal fit? What made the Atlanta Falcons say, hey, this is the ideal fit for me and my family?
You know what? I think during my time in Seattle, I saw two guys between the head coach and general manager relationship between Pete Carroll and John Schneider.
Right.
So I saw that dynamic, and
right.
I said, okay, if I ever had the opportunity, I want to make sure I would be able to get connected with somebody like they did. And so when I met Thomas, and I thought, okay, this is the opportunity. You know, just you ever have those moments where you first meet somebody and say, okay, I know I'd like to do this job with this guy. So I hope years from now they look back and say, when they look at us and say, oh, those two guys, they did it right. They know how to do it. And that's what I'm hoping for with Thomas and I.
You talk about assessing this roster, and obviously you got weapons galore on the offense side of football, defense. Have you had a chance to assess this roster? I know you're coming off the Super Bowl and all that, and you know you're coming here. Have you had a chance to look at this roster and say, here are a couple guys that I look forward to coaching? And
right. I haven't had a chance to look at the whole roster. I certainly know just from coaching the league, you know, crossover tape, and
right.
you look at the featured guys. But for me to say I know the roster, I'd be totally misleading you. Like, my whole sole focus over the last month was trying to help, you know, Seattle play as well as we
right.
could have. So that wouldn't have been fair to them if I had been looking ahead at a team or a roster when I really knew the main thing was, you know, making sure I did the job I could for the players, the coaches, right. and everybody in Seattle.
Awesome. And you spoke about Kyle Shanahan and Richard Smith today. You talked about them being your OC and defensive coordinators. What made those guys say, all right, these are the guys I want to individually, respectively, be the guys for me on the side of the ball?
Right. And let's start on the offensive side first. I think as a defensive play caller, the people that are the hardest and most challenged to go are the people that have balance.
Right.
You know, run and pass. Okay, I can't just run pressure. I can't just pass pressure. There's a different challenge to that. And so the way that he attacks was, you know, certainly something that stood out to me. And then Richard and I go back a long way to our time all the way at San Francisco. So when I had the opportunity to know that it was going to be important for me to have the style and scheme that we played in Seattle to input here as opposed to trying to hire somebody to do their scheme. As a defensive background, I certainly want to be involved in our side of the ball. So that ability with Richard, I know he's a great teacher, great motivator, and so that was the real factor.
Right. You've coached with and under some great coaches, Pete Carroll,
yep.
Nick Saban, Joe Gardy, a couple of names. What have you learned from those guys? Have you taken some tidbits or some lessons from them that say, hey,
yeah.
that's going to help me now as a head coach myself?
I have so many times, and I've been so fortunate, you know, from my time in the NFL with Mooch and Nick and Pete
right.
and different guys. So I think probably one of the things I learned most from Pete is continually try to push it, to try and evaluate it. Is there a better way to do it as opposed to just sitting back, well, this is how we've always done it.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the scheme. Look at how we drill it. Look at the players and keep evaluating and keep pushing to find if there's – how can we get them better? So in that mantra of just never stop trying to find an edge to help the players get better, that's what I brought from Pete.
Awesome. Just to switch a little bit, I know Mr. Blake is big into the community, as you already know. He's when I played here, he was big into the community, as he still is now. And as I understand, you have something called Queen's Core that you're really passionate about.
Sure.
And could you talk about what Queen's Core is all about?
Sure. And what Queen's Core is, it's a foundation that we've started. And at this time, we help men and women service members who may have had an injury or a disability.
Okay.
And so we bring them to, you know, to home games each year.
Nice.
And it's just a great way and a cool way to give back to men and women that mean so much to us and sacrifice so much for all of us. So in a small way, it's our, you know, gratitude and appreciation for a job well done for them.
And earlier, a lot of people asked you about your philosophy and your style and the rugby tackling and all that kind of stuff. And I've seen pictures with you with boxing gloves on with you guys in Seattle. Can you explain kind of what the boxing gloves? I know you like boxing from what I hear. So how does that correlate with, you know, football and also with boxing as well?
My background, you know, in coaching pass rushers, one of the things you're always trying to develop with those guys is your hand speed. So for you as a quarterback, there was always guys to throw and to catch to.
Yeah,
so as rushers, how did you find ways to integrate things into their game to help them develop? It's not just the lifting and the running at that position. So it's the hand speed, the quickness that you can do. So developing that hand speed was an important part of the rush aspect. So it was my way to help, you know, continue to push those guys and help them develop.
Now you come from a place in Seattle where they talk about the 12s and how loud it is, and you talk today in your press conference about how you're looking forward to the fan base and how integral the fans are in Atlanta. They love everything about, you know, what's going on, and, you know, there's some stuff going on Twitter. I'm not sure if you're on Twitter yet, but the people are loving you right now. They got some hashtags for you. Now, I'm going to read a couple of them for you, see what you like. There's Quinny. There's All I Do Is Quinn. There is a Quinn at All Costs, and there's a Quinn Incredible. So as you can see, the Falcon fans are really, really excited to have you. Now, another thing people may not know is you were inducted into the Hall of Fame at Salisbury University, correct?
Correct.
And you own the record for hammer throw, is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell me about hammer throw.
For me, track and field was a great balance. You know, I did it in high school and in college, and it was the great balance. You know, in football, there was games where maybe you played well, but your team lost and you felt down, or your team won, you didn't play as well. So the one great part about track and field was it's me against you in this competition right here.
Absolutely.
And it had nothing to do with anybody else. So I like that part of that balance.
Awesome.
And so I had a blast. It was just another way to compete. And
awesome.
So for me, doing track and field, I loved it. I had a blast doing it. And, you know, getting back to the fan base here, it's really cool to be in a community where football is this important.
Yeah.
And I know in this part of the country it is. And when I was in Seattle with the 12s, it was. And I can't wait to be a part of this group and have those guys as fired up about, you know, Atlanta Falcon football as I am to be the head coach here.
Awesome. And Salisbury University, their mascot is Sammy the Seagull. Is that right?
Sammy
the Seagull and the Falcons are the birds. So now you got a
bird
connection here with us. And, well, Coach, I thank you for sitting down with us and having a few minutes. And it's a pleasure. Looking forward to you bringing the winning tradition back here to Atlanta Falcons. As a former player, it's always good to have great energy here, and seems like you have it. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks, DJ. Can't wait to be a part of it, man.
Awesome.